Now, a view of life in China and why fewer people are applying to work in the government there. That kind of job used to be a gravy train, easy hours and usually a chance to make good money through perks and corruption. But this year, more than 100,000 fewer people signed up to take China's civil service exam. As NPR's Frank Langford reports, the reason is the government's fierce anti-corruption drive. It's taken a lot of the profit out of public service. Recently, a low-level Shanghai official vented to Frank about life under China's toughest crackdown in modern memory.
The stereotypical Chinese official is a middle-aged man with nicotine-stained teeth and a taste for expensive alcohol and young women. But Wang, the Shanghai official I spoke with for this story, doesn't really fit that image. He's a boyish 31 with a mop top. We met over mochas at Starbucks. And before we dove into the interview, Wang wanted to talk about one of his passions, sci-fi movies, particularly Guardians of the Galaxy, which he loved. Wang even downloaded the soundtrack, which he played for me on his phone. He especially likes this tune. The Piña Colada song.
I think this song is very soothing. Although I don't understand a word of the lyrics, the melody is very good.
Also very good for Wang, all the perks he regularly racked up in his government job. In the fall, two boxes of mooncakes, a traditional autumn sweet. By Chinese New Year, a bonus of more than $3,000. And so on and so on. Until this year, when Wang, who asked us to use only his last name, kissed it all goodbye.
All of a sudden, my income fell about 30% this year. Practically all our perks vanished. It's a very big blow to everyone's morale.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is 2 years into a furious effort to clean up and, frankly, save the Communist Party. Corruption had become so bad, she said it threatened the party's grip on power. Some 180,000 party officials have already been disciplined, according to state media. Wang says he not only lost his perks, but trickle-down corruption has dried up as well.
For instance, for every $16 a higher-level official embezzles, he can spit about $3 down to us lower-level officials. The problem now is upper-level people can't embezzle $16, so there's no $3 for us.
And Wang says many higher-ups are just focused on covering up past crimes.
I think a lot of officials are busy doing what we call wiping their butts or cleaning up the mess. I know, it sounds coarse. Actually, it's just self-preservation and destroying evidence.
After years of rampant corruption, Wang says there's a lot to clean up.
Some officials had made investments, even opening karaoke parlors and private clubs. This is very common. Recently, they've closed them down and destroyed documents linking their names to the businesses. They've also sent their mistresses and illegitimate children overseas and moved assets out of the country.
Li Yongjong says Wang's description rings true. Li's vice director of a government institute that trains graft investigators. He says the anti-corruption drive is working.
Many people, including problematic and corrupt officials, have pulled back from their old practices. However, there are also many problematic and corrupt officials that are passively or actively resisting.
Engineering work slowdowns designed to make the public angry in hopes they'll put pressure on Beijing to call off the dogs, which Wang, the Shanghai official, wishes they would. It's why he talked to me. He says he wants President Xi to hear this story and understand how bad things are in the trenches. Like many officials, Wang doesn't believe in communism, and he doesn't have much loyalty to the party. So long as my income isn't cut, whatever goes on above me is just the higher-up's business, Wang says. Doesn't matter whether the Communist Party or the Nationalist Party, that's the ruling party on the island of Taiwan, is in charge. And Wang says, as long as they don't adversely affect the common people's lives, we don't care. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.